farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
In this edition of Calling Farmers, the government's National Animal Identification and Traceability System is officially off the ground. Stay with us for the details, and our proverb of the day comes up at the end of the program. I'm Prince Moore. Thanks for waking up with us.
Mr. Nepa, you come to check the air monitor?
Yes, man. This is an industrial zone. We have to monitor the air quality.
Sometimes what is released affects us bad, including what is let out in the sea.
Listen, when you see heavy smoke or dusting, smell any unusual odor in the community, call Nepa 754-7540. Let's work together for a cleaner environment.
A message from the National Environment and Planning Agency and the Pan American Health Organization.
The government's $35 million National Animal Identification and Traceability System, which seeks to monitor activities in Jamaica's livestock industry, is now a reality. The system will facilitate the tagging of the industry's dairy and beef cattle and the issuing of passports to document the animal's bio and genetic data.
This passport is an instrument used to record critical bio and genetic data of our animals. It also records the transfer of animals from one owner to the other. This exercise is underpinned by regulations under the Animal Diseases and Importation Act, which will make it mandatory for owners of cattle to tag their animals and possess the necessary passport. These regulations will shortly be gazetted.
Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Derek Kellyer. Initial tagging started with 700 heads of cattle at Minard Estate in Brownstown, St. Anne. The overall exercise is slated for completion over the next 12 months. Minister Kellyer says the initiative puts Jamaica among first world countries that have already implemented the system.
This is a historic moment for Jamaica as we join the rest of the world in implementing a modern animal identification and traceability system. On a comparative note, ladies and gentlemen, Canada started their program in 1997, making the tagging mandatory in 2000. In New Zealand, testing of their system began in 2011, so Jamaica is keeping apace.
Data obtained during the tagging process will facilitate DNA matching and analysis in the event an animal is stolen.
For the farmers who have suffered so much at the hands of predator lastness, this might be the most important feature. The regulations will make it illegal for animals to be transported without the accompanying passport.
Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries, Derek Kellyer. The initiative is being implemented in partnership with the Ministries of Health and Local Government and Community Development and the Jamaica Constabulary Force.
Are you a public sector worker who is close to retirement or already a pensioner? The Accountant General's Department, the nation's treasury, invites you to Pensioners Day on the lawns of Devon House, November 21. Come and add to knowledge about the modernization of government pension directly from the experts. Get information regarding your health from Sachiko and NHF. Financial advice from NCB, JNBS. Visit other booths such as NIS, Fidelity Motors, Salada Foods, Perishable Limited, Pensioners Association, and much more. Yours truly, Jenny Jenny, will be there. Call 922-832-027 for more information. The Accountant General's Department, improving nonstop.
Now to our proverb of the day. This morning's proverb is, "Me come here fi drink milk, me no come fi count cow." Translation, I came here to drink milk, I didn't come to count cows. This is a reminder that we should conduct business in a straightforward manner. It also means that you should deliver what you promise and not waste time talking about it. That brings us to the end of this morning's program. Join us again next time. Until then, we invite you to keep up with us by visiting our website at jis.gov.jm or on Facebook with Student Engineer Joel Samuels. I'm Prince Moore, wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.